It's the week after Thanksgiving, and there are more reasons than ever to be thankful. Specifically, reasons for thankfulness based on law. Thanksgiving horror stories abound there. Be thankful, for example, that this holiday you didn't spend time on a store floor, having slipped on a wee free sample piece of pumpkin pie topped with a tiny dollop of whipped cream, as did a man in Utah a few years back. The court refused to find the store liable for the fall because the store didn't know about the wayward piece. No notice, no liability. Be thankful, too, that you didn't use a certain brand of turkey roasting pan with handles roomy enough for two fingers only. A television shopping network sold them as part of a Thanksgiving Day promotion, promising that the pans could hold a turkey weighing 25 pounds. A New Yorker bought one and put a 22-pound bird into roast. The timer went off. She attempted to take the turkey out of the oven using those teeny handles, and the handles didn't hold. She sued the network for her burns and won. Yes, now that the holiday is over, the Thanksgiving Day horror stories from the casebooks can be told. Another example. A woman who worked as a cashier at an Arkansas grocery store sued her employer for work-related injuries after turkeys went on sale for 49 cents a pound. Customers flocked to the store, and she said the constant turkey lifting and turkey scanning gave her great pains in her shoulder and neck. Another. Some inmates in West Virginia sued the government when they all got food poisoning the day after Thanksgiving. Even behind bars, salmonella takes no holiday. Another, the guy voted Turkey of the Year by listeners of an Ohio radio station during Thanksgiving week sued the station, and he won. But perhaps the reason to be most thankful this week after Thanksgiving is that you weren't one of the bungling burglars who decided to steal birds from a butcher shop in San Francisco in the 1940s. They learned quickly that the best turkey thieves do not allow turkey feet to protrude from the getaway bags. The eagle-eyed officer who spotted the turkey toes gave chase, and so intent upon returning the birds to their rightful owner was he, shot at the fleeing flock. A court ultimately upheld a burglary conviction in the case, quoting specifically the witness who testified that he'd seen three turkeys in court that day. Lessons learned. Be thankful that you had a better Thanksgiving than those persons. And, of course, never run afoul of the law. I'm Amy Guida.